Gosh, for me, it was a physical thing that I saw, I kept to me, to myself, which were these so-called cards. I wrote these things down, and I think that's really important. You've always touched on this, and Archangel Michael has touched on this, to be able to write those things down for yourself, because it becomes available, to not only yourself, but to others, your higher self.
The not compromising cards, like where are you not willing to compromise? Where in the past have you compromised, where you're not willing to do that any longer? And you could even title it, say even three words or whatever that card is, the non-compromising cards.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that that was one of the most useful and helpful things I had learned throughout. And it really did help me stay on track, even though, I wasn't as in touch with myself then at that time. But it was really a blessing that I got that feedback, and I've used that to this day. And, now having been able to be healed through these lights, it's big, because I can look back at those cards even now and see that, I'm not compromising, that I'm doing what I know is right for myself. And that's really big, and it's a good feeling, within me, knowing that I haven't sacrificed that part of my life. And that's what brings me joy and happiness and love, and being in that space so I can be creative and productive, more than I could ever imagine feeling that way.
What area of what part of your body, Jer, do you first start feeling if you have compromised in the past, thinking about a past time where you've compromised? Where in your body do you feel it first?
Oh my gosh, it's always in my stomach. I mean, I feel it in my gut and my solar plexus area. I definitely feel it right there. And it can be partly in my head too, but really I feel it, really in the core of my gut, and it's not a very good feeling, of course. I think a lot of people can relate to that feeling. It's just very unsettled, very nervous, very panicky, and it's just a warning. I mean, it's an immediate warning that I'm in the wrong place.
I love that, Jer, that it's so much easier for you to recognize now after your energy body has been cleared and healed on the layers that it's been healed on from the Archangel Crystal Lights. I love how much you can recognize that with clarity so that you're not going off track and your joy level is actually going up now instead of going the opposite way. We mention a lot more tips inside our program, Mastering Intuitive Living with the Archangels, which that program includes 8 weeks of Monday night Archangel Crystal Light healings. Now, thinking about yourself, Archangel Michael wants to take you through an exercise so you can get immediate guidance right now. Thinking about where in your body do you start feeling the second you compromise or you're about ready to say yes to somebody when you really want to be saying no and standing in your truth, or even backing away from the situation and later reverbing or writing to them or speaking to them or texting them and saying, no thanks, this is what I would prefer instead, or just no thanks, no, and walking away? Or where do you need to stand in your truth? If you look back and think about the second you're about to say yes, when you want to say no, where do you feel it in your body? What's your first signal? And Archangel Michael will be assisting you with this. I feel him letting me know to let you know he will be assisting you with bringing in frequencies for this to help you, to help your light body be stronger, to help you know that those patterns can change. They're ready to change. And he will bring in strengthening light around your light body to help you say no or say, this is what I prefer, when you really know you have non-compromising cards in that area and you don't want to continue that same pattern. Archangel Michael is excellent at that, at bringing you more strength and just groundedness and from your higher self. what your higher self wants you to attract is within the not compromise. Those frequencies, those blueprints, what's deeper, your higher self has higher blueprints for you, higher frequencies, and so does Archangel Michael, that helps you not compromise. So if you think about it, the compromising is just old patterns in the light body. That's how I see them. It's like I ask myself sometimes when I see a pattern, I was just talking to Jer about this recently, when I see a pattern with myself, I'm like, I'm ready. I consciously say to the angels, I'm ready to change this pattern. Please remove, lift up and out, heal that part of my light body that has that old pattern. Why do I keep going down this road? Because I'm doing it unconsciously. I don't like the end result. So think about an area of your life you want assistance with from the angels and Archangel Michael, where you keep going down the same road and it ends the same way. It's like going down the same maze and you enter the same door every time, even though it looks like a different maze. Where do you feel that in your life? Saying yes to Archangel Michael and the Archangels and the Seraphim Angel Healing Team, if you say yes, they're going to assist you with this and bring in higher frequencies and blueprints from your soul and your higher self to anchor in how you can do it differently. Because those old patterns are ready to change. We have the light here now on Earth. The high-level light frequencies can anchor down into us very strongly now from the angelic realms, from the archangels. They have more access to us, if you will, because of all the light work that has been done by us, the light workers on Earth, and by the angelic realm and archangels. Archangel Michael wants you to close your eyes if you'd like, and just scan your body. He's sending you frequencies right now of healing, of light, of love. Where in your body do you feel the first signal that you have compromised? Go there now. He places a ball of light. He wraps this area with his light. And I'm going to channel word for word from him. You are light being. You are a light being. The light of love of you will prevail. I am assisting you with this. I place my light of love and protection and strength around you now, all the way through your crown chakra, all of your body, around your feet, and down into Mother Earth. The truth of you is the love from which where you come from. You are light. Anything that feels not light to you is also a signal for you to ask, what would I prefer? What would feel better for me? And then call us in and ask for our assistance with this to help you move forward with what would feel better for you. Sometimes what you will be asked to do is rest and receive first before saying no to others. Sometimes take a pause, be willing to say, I'm going to take a time out and pause. Call the angels in, call me in for protection and for truth. The strength of you will prevail. We are sending you light frequencies so that the truth of you knows exactly in each moment what would be for the highest and best good for you. What would be for the highest and best good for you? Assist those that are close to you. You are worthy of this. The strength of you will bring light to many others like a lighthouse in the night. when there are storms on earth or around you, the strength and non-compromising part of yourself that knows the truth of you feels light. The truth of what would work better for you feels like love, because you are loving yourself, you are loving another. This will set others free, like the lighthouse in the night. May this prevail for you. You are worthy, you always have been. We love you infinitely and forever. Namaste.